It's time for Disability Forum with news, snippets and interviews with interesting guests with disabilities, to those who care and lobby for the interests of those with disabilities. Here's your host.
Good morning everybody and welcome to the show. This is Eric Esherwood and Mary Lee O'Shea right through until around 9:35 this morning. Well, in the news, something broke this morning that may be of big concern to people with disabilities, and that's up to 20,000 people could have their discretionary medical cards cancelled as a result of a Bury decision from last December's budget. That's according to Fianna Fáil have claimed. So that's a story that will be breaking, I'm sure, more of today. And we'll keep an eye on that, especially on here on Disability Forum and also on the news throughout the day. And of course, Mary Lee will be keeping an eye on it with Disability Access News as well. Also in the news this week, a report plans to mean test care are an attack on the elderly and the disabled. Plans reported on the front page of the Sunday Business Post last Sunday have drawn criticism from Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin hit out at the reported plans by the government to introduce a system of means testing patients in receipt of mental health or disability care from the HSC or voluntary organisations. The Sunday Business Post reports that Mental Health, Equality and Disability Minister Kathleen Lynch is considering plans that could see patients above a certain income threshold contribute to the cost of their care. As Deputy Lynch tells the paper, that the plans would be part of a money following the patient system. But Sinn Féin Health spokesman Cuivín O'Quailleán has said such an idea is not acceptable and would be another attack on older people and people with disabilities. Charging vulnerable people for vital community-based services that in many cases are allowing them to remain in their homes and out of residential care is not acceptable, he said. It would be punitive and counterproductive and should not be proceeded with. Speaking on RTE this week in politics, Communications Minister Pat Rabbe said that he had not seen any paperwork that alluded to the story by Suzanne Mitchell in today's Sunday Business Post. So hopefully it's just something that they've actually put out a feeler on the government, which they usually do before the budget, so that to gauge public reaction to how it will go across with the disability sector. And it's something like, if it is going to be introduced, it's something like, you know, when elderly people are in homes that they don't have to pay for their care until, unfortunately, they pass away, which was introduced by Mary Harney a couple of years ago. But as I said, hopefully it's just the government are just putting out this sort of leaking this information before the budget to see what the public reaction will be. Well, in another story, healthcare watchdog HICWA is to begin inspecting residential centres for people with disabilities, where an estimated 9,500 people are currently living. It is the first time that these residential centres will be subject to independent scrutiny by the regulator, HICWA. There are around 1,200 centres around the country, the vast majority which are run by voluntary or religious groups with funding from the state. The new guidelines apply to all residential services, whether they're run by the public, private or voluntary bodies. So let's hear some more of what the National Standards for Residential Services for Children and Adults with Disabilities will be doing when they take over the care of residential homes for children and adults with disabilities.
I'm Jude O'Neill, and I'm an inspector manager with HICWA. That's the Health Information and Quality Authority. Over the next 5 minutes, I'd like to talk to you about these standards and explain why they are so important. The publication of these standards is a landmark moment for disability services in Ireland. The standards set out what a good quality safe residential service for children and adults with disabilities should look like. Now, everyone in the country, whether they're a service user, a relative, a carer, or someone working with people with disabilities, will know what they can expect. The national standards are based on outcomes and focus on what residential services are striving to achieve and what adults and children living there should experience. They will apply to residential services across all sectors in Ireland, whether they are run by public, private, or voluntary bodies or organisations. They give service providers a framework to develop person-centred care for all people with disabilities and promote services that facilitate a good quality of life. They were developed following extensive consultation with people from across the disability sector. People with disabilities, both children and adults, have a right to be safe, to receive good care and support, and to have access to the services they need to live a full and fulfilling life. This basic right is fundamental to their well-being and development. We realise the importance of service providers ensuring that the person with a disability is always at the centre of everything that is done. This can only be achieved by managing resources effectively, good leadership and skilled and experienced staff. It is vital that the standard of service provided to children and adults is of a consistently high quality, regardless of which provider is running the service. When our team of inspectors and staff begin the registration and inspection of designated centres, these standards, along with the relevant legislation and regulations, will be used to assess whether residential services are providing safe and effective care for the children and adults living there. Overall, these standards provide a vision of how care should be provided in residential services in the future. We believe that it is important to balance the need to safeguard vulnerable people in residential services with a commitment to encourage independence and quality of life. Children and adults who live in residential settings should enjoy a good quality of life and live in a place that feels like their home, one that upholds their personal dignity and respects their privacy. They should have a range of opportunities to make relationships, to participate in the community within the service and in the wider community, and to engage in life-enhancing activities, including those that involve some degree of risk. This means that they should be supported by staff with whom they can communicate easily, who respect their individuality, dignity and privacy, and who are sensitive to their aspirations and needs. Service providers should be aware of the unique social and developmental needs of adults and children, and in particular the different requirements of children as they move from childhood into adulthood. In consideration of this, the standards include separate sections for children with disabilities and adults with disabilities. The standards focus on outcomes which empower people with disabilities at the different stages of their lives to participate in and contribute to activities which help them realise their full potential. These include respecting autonomy, privacy and dignity, and promoting each person's rights, facilitating each individual to exercise personal choice in his or her daily life, safeguarding and protecting people from abuse, providing accessible information and assessment to ensure appropriate support services are made available. The National Standards for Residential Services for Children and Adults with Disabilities are based on key principles which will guide residential services on how best to provide a safe and effective service for children and adults with disabilities. They are organised into 8 key themes. These include individualised supports and care, effective services, safe services, health and development, leadership, governance and management, use of resources, responsive workforce, use of information, The standards are intended to take into account all the diverse settings and complexities in which people with disabilities live. These include institutions, often referred to as congregated settings, which usually provide accommodation for 10 or more people. Clustered housing, that is housing traditionally associated with an institution, but dispersed away from the main building. Supported community living, which is housing within an ordinary neighbourhood, which may have individualised supports designed to meet the needs and wishes of people with disabilities who live there. Within any of these settings, people with a disability may have their permanent home. Alternatively, they may receive respite services on a regular basis or on an occasional ad hoc or one-off basis. Overall, these standards aim to ensure that children and adults using any of these services can experience the best possible quality of life. These standards have been approved by the Minister of Health, the Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, and the Minister of State for Disability, Equality, Mental Health and Older People. We will begin the registration and inspection of designated centres for children and adults with disabilities against these standards and the regulations published by government later this year. This means that we can ensure all relevant services meet the standards and that everyone living in residential centres gets a safe and effective service that meets their needs. To find out more about HICWA or about the national standards, go to hicwa.ie. You can download the full standards or a short summary of them. We also have easy-to-read versions for both children and adults. Or you might like to listen to an audio version of the standards. These are all available from our website. Thank you for your time.
Hi, I'm Polly Tommy from Autism Media Channel, and you're listening to Ireland's dedicated disability show, Disability Forum on Life FM 93.1, with the very wonderful Eric and Mary.
So many lights on in this city, but people still walk in the dark. I watch them as they're passing by me. I hide the truth inside my heart, 'cause I'm afraid to lose control. I'm comfortable, but there's something in my soul they need to know. Oh,
Facts magazine is a great supporter of our work here at Life FM, and they are currently offering free trial subscriptions. If you don't already receive this quarterly magazine, we would highly recommend that you take up this offer and receive three free issues directly to your doorstep. Just visit vox.ie, that's vox.ie, to sign up. This offer is only open to new subscribers on the island of Ireland.
If you're already pressed for time, the last thing you want to do is come home to a messy house. Have Fay clean your house, business or car for you without breaking the bank. Whether you need a regular general cleaning, a once-off service before or after an event, the carpets are due for a shampoo, or your car needs valeting, call Fate for a quality, efficient and affordable cleaning service on 086-0569-139. That's 086-0569-139.
If you are thinking of buying windows or doors and want some friendly, honest advice, then contact Window Masters in Carrigaline. Visit our new showroom in Carrigaline Industrial Estate to view our comprehensive range of windows and doors. Ask us about our high-security burglar-proof locks and A-rated energy certificates. Inspect our range of Palladio composite doors, PVC sash windows and our Danish Alu-clad windows. Remember, honesty, courtesy and friendliness are always guaranteed. Window Masters, not your ordinary window company. Give us a call on 437-3528 or log on to our website windowmasters.ie. That's 437-3528 and windowmasters.ie.
It's now coming up to 25 minutes past the hour of 9. You're with Life FM 93.1, your community radio station shining the light all over Cork. And we're delighted to have your company on the programme. So let's find out what Mary Lee has in store for us this week with her disability column.
That you could do with your children during the summer holidays. I will continue this today. As a word of caution, make sure you have sun cream on your children as this weather has been extremely hot and be sure that they have plenty to drink. So if there are summer camps available suitable for your child in your area, make sure you avail of these. Usually swimming pools offer swimming lessons, and if there are sports clubs that you think have anything on offer, certainly check them out. These ones are more community based. Maybe you think of grocery shopping more as a chore than an activity, but if your child enjoys riding in the shopping cart and can help with the shopping, then you might as well turn it into something fun. Some children like helping pick out the shopping and putting it into the trolley and then onto the cash desk and into the bags. If you're lucky enough to have a sweet shop in the neighbourhood, then you're in for a treat. Sweet shops sometimes put out samples of their products so you can walk around, try all the flavours, then pick out favourites to bring home. That can be a real treat. Children can like science museums and aquariums, and they are very hands-on and often have lots of things for kids to touch. Check out what is available to you in your area, and you can make a nice day out for your family. Deliver baking to the neighbours. This is a good way to check out on an elderly neighbour. Bake up some cakes with your child in the kitchen, pack them in a small container, then deliver them to your neighbour with a little note. If your neighbours are home, they just might invite you in for some tea and share your cakes. These are some indoor activities for a hot day. Sitting in front of a fan can be a fun game too. It's cool and some children like to feel the breeze. You can tie ribbons and a couple of small balloons to the fan so you can feel how the wind moves them around. Do be careful with this one and make sure that the child is supervised. You can get a big pot or container, fill it with water and throw in some plastic balls. Use a big wooden spoon or a ladle to mix, or you can even use your hands. Children enjoy putting their hands in cold water on a hot day. You can also make some jelly following package directions and have it set in a container. When it's done, it is fun for the children to have some jelly and ice cream on a nice hot day. I hope all of these are some help towards using up your time for the summer and entertaining your children. You can check out www.wonderbaby.org for more information. That's www.wonderbaby.org for more information. I'll be back next week with some more ideas. Talk to you then. So back to Eric.
Thank you, Mary. Very sound advice there for people who are looking for ways to get through the actual summer with their children with disabilities. And Mary will continue that sessions next week as well here on the programme. By the way, if you'd like to contact the programme, please do so. You can contact us by email at disabilityforum@lifefm.ie. If you have anything happening within the disability community, we'd love to hear from you. And don't forget as well that Mary Lee O'Shea presents Disability Access News every Tuesday and Thursday here on Life FM 93.1, and that goes out at 3:30 on both days and also at 8 p.m. in the evenings. So please mark that in your diary. Well, that's about it for the programme this week, and we hope that you found it informative and that you enjoyed the show as well. And don't forget as well that we are also on podcast. You can catch the past podcasts of the show, which will go out after 12 o'clock tomorrow on www.lifefm.ie. And if you go into the podcast section there and look under the morning breakfast, just for Wednesday, you'll see Disability Forum with Eric and Mary. So, as I said, that's it for the programme. Just like to say that up next is Focus on the Family. And then Cork Radio Magazine programme with Anna Daly sets the agenda for the day with top news stories of the day with interesting guests. And that starts at 10 o'clock this morning and goes right through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. So it's looking pretty good with the weather out there on this 17th of July. So slightly a bit cooler this morning, but it's nice to get that breeze. But hopefully that you'll have yourself a lovely day. So we'll end the programme with a man that's coming to Cork tomorrow evening, and everybody's getting excited about it, and it's supposed to be described as the greatest entertainment show on earth. So if you're going along to it, have yourself a wonderful evening and enjoy Mr. Bruce Springsteen. And just here's a taste of him performing live with Dancing in the Dark. Until next week, just after 9 on Disability Forum, have yourself a lovely week. Take care of yourselves. Thank you for listening.